Doctor Man, what you waiting on?
Get them together now, children.
Doctor Man, what you waiting on?
Sexual abuse, harassment, and other crimes committed by high-ranking CSC officials. Heather McGinty, a woman who worked for the Correctional Service of Canada for a 2-year period, is suing her former employer for $12.1 million. In the following, we'll hear prisoner Peter Collins give a short summary of the crimes committed against the victim, Heather McGinty, by high-ranking CSC officials. All the information that Peter Collins shares with us is based on documents from Ontario Court of Justice, court file number 14824, dated in June 2003.
Heather McGinty, the 29-year-old daughter of two federal prison officers, is suing the CSC for $12.1 million. She claims that for almost 2 years, starting when she was 27 years old, she was sexually molested and abused by senior corrections officials. During that time, she was abducted and auctioned off at a convention of deputy wardens for sexual services. Before commencing her lawsuit, accompanied by her parents, Ms. McGinty brought these allegations to the attention of CSC Commissioner Lucy McClung, who merely responded, "Boys will be boys." The suit alleges it all began in December 2000 when her parents tried to find Ms. McGinty a job at the prison where they worked. Her parents approached Fred Tobin, the deputy warden of the Regional Treatment Center, to find their daughter a job. The Regional Treatment Center is a prison where the most dangerous sex offenders and mentally ill prisoners are held. Mr. Tobin agreed to hire Ms. McGinty and be her mentor and protector. Mr. Tobin, who was also a psychologist at the prison, quickly became the therapist for the troubled worker and used his position to secretly extract routine sexual favors from the 27-year-old. During this period, Mr. Tobin forbid Ms. McGinty from dating, monitored and stalked her outside of work, and obtained keys to Ms. McGinty's home so he could show up unannounced and obtain sexual services. The suit alleged that when the warden, James Blacklear, of the Regional Treatment Center learned of the activities, he demanded Ms. McGinty provide sexual services exclusively to him. When Ms. McGinty refused, the warden approached Mr. Tobin and demanded that Ms. McGinty be turned over to him or be fired. Mr. Blacklear then made it known to other staff at the prison that Ms. McGinty was a slut, and shortly thereafter she was fired. Even Brendan Reynolds, the deputy commissioner for the entire Ontario region, was involved in this sordid affair. While out at a pub with some friends, the suit alleges that Ms. McGinty was approached by Mr. Reynolds, who said that he was aware of the services she had been providing for Mr. Tobin. Reynolds stated it would be better for her if she provided those services solely to him. When Ms. McGinty refused, he sexually accosted her in the pub, followed her home, and tried to force himself upon her. Only the arrival of Ms. McGinty's friends caused Mr. Reynolds to stop his sexual assault and flee. In an apparent effort to keep control of Ms. McGinty, Deputy Warden Tobin used his influence to arrange a job for Ms. McGinty at Collins Bay Institution after she was fired from the Regional Treatment Center. While working at Collins Bay Institution, Ms. McGinty realized she was being sexually abused by Deputy Warden Tobin and attempted to sever her dealings with him. The Deputy Warden refused to sever the relationship and dissuaded her from seeking professional advice and continued to force himself upon her by frequently using the keys to her home. The stalking and harassment by Deputy Warden Tobin persisted, and in June 2002, he coerced Ms. McGinty into attending an out-of-town conference of senior corrections officials and deputy wardens. For 2 days, Deputy Warden Tobin treated Ms. McGinty as a prostitute by informing guests that he had purchased her sexual services and invited them to bid for her. Apparently many did, and those corrections officials who did not did nothing to help her. Humiliated, she eventually fled from the conference and contacted her parents, who arranged for her to travel back home. After her return home, she avoided Deputy Warden Tobin, only to have her car run off the road in July 2002 by Tobin. The deputy warden stated he was going to kill her and that other corrections officers would provide his alibi. He abducted her and held her for 2 hours and drove her to an isolated area. Only after promising the deputy warden all he wanted to hear, she was finally released. Deputy Warden Tobin was arrested by the Kingston City Police shortly thereafter. 3 months after the arrest of Deputy Warden Tobin, Miss McKinty, accompanied by her parents, met for 2.5 hours with Commissioner Lucy McClung and other senior officials, including the new Deputy Commissioner of Ontario, Nancy Stableforth. Commissioner McClung's reaction to the conduct of her staff regarding the incidents were that boys will be boys. Since that meeting, Corrections Canada has done nothing further to Miss McKinty's allegations. In June 2003, Ms. McKinty filed a $12.1 million lawsuit in the Ontario Superior Court against Deputy Warden Tobin. Warden Blacklear, former Deputy Commissioner Reynolds, and Commissioner McClung, and the Attorney General of Canada. This information is based on Ontario Superior Court of Justice, Court File Number 14924. And the proceedings were commenced in Kingston, and it is between Heather McKinty and the Attorney General of Canada, Lucy McClung, the Commissioner of Corrections Canada, Brendan Reynolds, the Deputy Commissioner of Corrections Canada, James Blacklear, the Warden of the Regional Treatment Centre, and Fred Tobin, the Deputy Warden of the Regional Treatment Centre. Dated June 3, 2003, in the City of Kingston in the County of Frontenac.
We have been listening to prisoner Peter Collins, who has been speaking on sexual crimes committed by high-ranking correctional officials against a former employee, Heather McKinty. Ms. McKinty is presently suing the Correctional Service of Canada for $12.1 million.